Mickey Melchiondo, a.k.a. Dean Ween, met Aaron Freeman, a.k.a. Gene Ween, in junior high school, and together they created the band Ween in 1984 and got a reputation for musical eclecticism and more than a little silliness. They also developed a rabid cult following. Aaron left the group in 2012, and now Dean has created the Dean Ween Group and released their debut album, The Deaner. In our conversation today, The Deaner is joined by Parliament Funkadelic guitarist Michael Hampton, who is on the album and playing live today as well. Now, Dean is not the lead singer. I asked Dean to maybe discuss and define his role as the band leader in the Dean Ween Group.
Without giving myself too much credit, I'd like to think that I was always the MD in Ween, the musical director.
Yeah, you played everything, right?
Yeah, I do play everything. On the Ween records, I think people would be surprised to find out I played most of the drums on those records as well. You know, I think the biggest obstacle to overcome was getting confidence on the mic, being the guy out front that's actually singing and has to do the in-between song banter. You know, I guess other than getting confidence in my voice, it really, really wasn't that hard. I'm having a great time with it. And I think the concept of the Dean Ween Group is that it's constantly fluid. When I think I may have started the website before I started the band, and I said it's going to be an ever-changing lineup. And so when we did these World Cafe sessions, we went for a big band thing. We went for a 9-piece band with horns and backup singers, and I think there was 4 of us on guitar, or at least 3, me, Michael, and Billy. So, you know, it's been a blast. I've just been enjoying it.
Tell me a little bit about how it came to be from when you and Aaron split up in 2012. There was a bit of time when you lost your way.
Yeah, there was a bit of time when I lost my way. I think, after Ween started in 1984 in a typing class in 8th grade at New Hope Solbury High School. So, I'd literally been in Ween more years of my life than I haven't. You know, than I hadn't been. So when the
by
band,
far,
yeah, oh wait, by you know,
twice as many,
two
almost.
And a third,
yeah, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, right, right.
But I struggled with like a little identity crisis, I guess you'd call it. It was like, am I still Dean Ween? Am I not? You know, how do I talk about Ween? The present tense, the past tense. With the help of a lot of my friends, I was able to sort of shake off the malaise and that depression that came along with it. I mean, a lot of bad things happened. Hurricane Sandy happened. And as a lifelong resident of the shore and a fisherman, I was running fishing charters out of the Jersey Shore for a while. I mean, it was a very depressing couple winters there. But with the help of, you know, my close friends, like Mike even, and Les Claypool, I'm not the name drop, Josh Homme, my friends that play music for a living, they were like, come on, man, you know, this is what you do. You play your guitar, you get back on the horse. But there was a little, I think you're allowed to lick your wounds for a little bit, and then you got to get back to it. And it was the greatest feeling in the world when I did.
That's something I wanted to talk about. Not only did you get back, but you got back with a vengeance.
I mean, I did. I tend to overdo things. I go all in.
And you built your own studio.
I built my own studio. I started taking no shorts. I wanted to play with everybody on my bucket list, and I've gotten to do that. I mean, Kurt Kirkwood from the Meat Puppets, he plays on the record. Michael, of course, here. You know, the hiatus of Ween freed me up to really, work with other people and try other things and. I just went for it. I'm still in this phase, the going for it phase.
Michael, how did you get to know Dean, and did you know him as Ween or as soon as this group began?
Yeah, I knew him. You know, I guess he had started a group, but I didn't really know because I was touring. But I had met him just casually, and my lady knows him from when they were. Kids, and I've known him on and off, and he came out
for at least 20 years, I would say.
Yeah, you know, like, and you come out and visit at some of the gigs, but everything for me was moving really pretty fast, and I had no idea that the following that he had, acquired from the Ween been associated with his own group, you know.
This album explores a whole bunch of different kind of music. You put on the first track, the Dickie Betts track, you think you got one thing. You put on the Les Paul influenced track,
right,
you think you got something else. There's a whole lot of funk on here, but the funk was never unusual for Ween. I mean,
no.
Prince was one of the impetuses for doing what you're doing.
Absolutely, Prince is a huge. Got to be. I mean, the Beatles, Prince, P-Funk. I would say is 1, 2, 3. For Ween, you know. At any given time, put it this way, if I'm listening to a record, there's at least a 90% chance it's one of the three.
So you just said, okay, I'm going to go for it. These are all the things I love. I'm going to put them all in here.
Yeah, it's not much unlike what Ween does, you know. I mean, really. But I think the only difference really with the Dean Ween group was that I wanted to be guitar heavy. I wanted to do a record that featured my guitar playing. Not to say that it shied away from songwriting, which is a huge part of Ween. Ween has its share of instrumentals and guitar, but this record, one of my goals was to really get the guitar playing thing across, you know.
Well, you sure did that on this performance of Mercedes-Benz. This is one you will find on the Diener album, but this not this version. This is the World Cafe version of Mercedes-Benz, my guest, Dean Ween. And on guitar, you'll hear Mike Hampton as well on this one.
Thank you.
That's Mercedes-Benz. As we mentioned, that's one you'll find on the Diener album, the first solo album from Dean Wien. And he is here, Mickey Melchiondo, along with Mike Hampton, who worked on the album and is part of this great band that came in and did this session for the World Cafe. You know, you had Gene to kind of bounce ideas off of in the early days with Wien, not that long ago, in the days with Wien. Did you have to find somebody else that you trusted that much?
I did. Well, it wasn't one person. It was my circle of real friends and musicians whose opinions I really respect. The one guy that was there, my engineer Gabe, was actually there for every single note of it. But Gabe, in addition to being my roadie, my engineer, he's also a massive Wien fan, so he likes everything I do. So yeah. I don't know if he was the guy that found things. I could do something I thought was terrible, and Gabe would say, "Oh, that was dope." But I did. I was very selective of who I played things for, and you know, I left so many songs off the record. We have a big surplus of material for this record, but you know, I know whose opinions I can really trust, and it's mostly the musicians. You know, I won't deny working with Aaron is something very, very special, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we learned how to play music together. Put it that way. We learned how to play guitars together. We learned how to write songs together, from experimental noise, playing with tape speeds, to actually writing songs and learning how to engineer ourselves and record ourselves and getting signed to labels and all that. So there was a lot of real life experience in there too that went into the songwriting, you know, because we were experiencing the same things at the same time. And I remember his first love, you know, he remembers mine, you know. And then now, as we got older, we've experienced births, deaths, divorces, all that stuff, you know. But I had to trust my instincts a lot.
You and Gene have actually, you've gone out as Ween since you broke up.
Since February.
Is that going to continue on?
Yes, definitely.
So, okay, so if I have to pick, I want to go to a Dean Ween Group gig, or I want to go to a Ween gig, how is that going to be different?
Well, you know, I've only been doing the Dean Ween Group for a couple of years now, and I'm still finding my stage identity. It gets easier every gig, and the catalog is building up every gig. If I write a song, I think the flexibility of where the Dean Ween Group is now versus Ween is that I could write a song today, and it's going to be in the set list tonight. I am trying to establish its my own identity, but I will always be Dean Ween. I mean, I remember when the first Foo Fighters record came out, and a lot of people were saying, like, well, it sounds like Nirvana. It's like, well, the guy was in Nirvana, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of similarities. Our concerts are long. You know, I mix the set lists up every night. Yeah, I don't know. Ween is Ween. Ween, man, we have a set list of 200 songs that we draw upon. Literally, I mean, and that's not how many we've written. You know, we have thousands, and I don't mind saying, it sounds like an exaggeration, thousands, but we have 200 in rotation right now. So,
well, speaking of that, you started the band, as you say, when you were, you know, 13, 14. How much of you still identifies with somebody that age?
I mean, my enthusiasm is the same for it, maybe even more than ever, actually. I've noticed it these days where when I was 13, even when I was, like, say, 19 or 20, my wife would go to work, and I would sit down with the four-track all day. And nobody had to force me to do it. I just, that's what I wanted to do all day, every day. And at 46 years old, I'm doing exactly the same thing now. Now that I have the studio, I go there every single day, and I work. And it doesn't feel like work. I'm very happy to be there.
Well, you did a version of a P-Funk B-side, or is this like the coda on a tune?
Mike might be able to tell you better than me. There's a vocal version on a record, and the instrumental version, I think, is on an EP, right?
Actually, you know, I'm sorry. I really never kept up with any of that type of the information. I'm sorry.
Well, here's a live version.
Thank you.
Dean Ween Group playing live in the World Cafe Studios. It's been a joy. We spent a wonderful afternoon recording these. Dean,
it was a lot of fun.
Mixed them all beautifully. Sounds great.
Thank you.
And it's great to meet you. It's great to meet you all the years of Ween, and I've never met you. So it's great to have you guys here. Mike, good to meet you.
Wonderful being here.
Thank you guys for
coming.
Thanks
for having us.
Be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.